one, two Dvekus, to be connected and cling on to someone, become one, that can really only be if you were one.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, or our own website, prismoftorah.org. This is the Prism of Torah with Rabbi Asaf Aharon Prizman.
Shalom uvracha. I would like to share with you something in Parshas Vayikra, a very unique, deep idea that my dear friend Rabbi Ari Klapper said over to me. I want to build upon it, and Imir Hashem connected to Purim as well. So a very innocent-looking pasuk in our parsha, Perik Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, says that the korban mincha, the sacrifices, will always be salted. And Rashi over here quotes a midrash that you could see in more depth in Rabbeinu Bechaye. And he says the following midrash, that we know in the second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the water, which was one big body of water, and split it into two. One stayed on earth, and the other went up to the Shamayim to be under the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So went up to be closer to Hashem in a certain way of speaking. And the waters on the bottom were upset. How come we don't deserve to get closer to Hashem? We also want to go up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, don't worry, you'll eventually go up. How? So it's a special covenant because most of the water in the world is salt water. So we view water as water and salt. And hence, both will go on the Mizbech, on the altar, and will go up to Hashem. The salt is based on our parsha that it says these korbanos, these sacrifices, will always have to be salted. So the salt goes on the Mizbech and will go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reunite with the waters that already went up. And the water is the famous Nisuch HaMayim that we put on Sukkot, water on the Mizbech, and that goes up to Hashem. And this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased the water that stayed on the bottom. The interesting question that one can ask, we know that the aspect of the water going up, which is called the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos, that involves an extreme amount of simcha. Ad kedei kach, the Chazal tell us, whoever didn't see such a simcha in his life doesn't know what true simcha is. That is an unbelievable, extreme peak of simcha when we do this idea of the water going onto the Mizbeach, Nisuch HaMayim. Ad kedei kach, that was the reason that we have Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the famous Simcha when we Shoev, we take the mind that we're going to do Nisuch HaMayim with. Psh. And Be'emet the Mefarshim ask, what is such an amazing Simcha over there? So the different answers they give, one of them being that there's Ruach HaKodesh involved, but perhaps we're going to say a different idea that will open the door to all kinds of other deeper understanding of what true Simcha is. There's a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban, all the way back in Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, in Perek Beis Pasuk, Kaf Gimel, Kaf Dalid, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he created Adam, he created him as one unit, and then he took a piece of him out, one of his bones, as it says, Etzem Atzamai, and he created Chava. And the next Pasuk says, and hence, it's very appropriate that when one gets married, he leaves his original family and is davak beishtoi, and he clings on to his wife, and they become one. The Ramban says a very deep idea, and he says, true connecting to be one, true dvekus, to be connected and cling on to someone, become one, that can really only be if they were one to begin with. And that's why. So if maise b'machshava tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava as one entity. Then he split them and then they reconnected, because this is the way you have a true connection to the level of Dveikus. And that indeed, says the Ramban, was the difference between man and the other creatures or creations that Hashem created, because there isn't such a concept as the same male and the same female, as opposed to in the Adam, in the normal way. I'm not talking about the world we live in, that a lot of things are upside down from the way they normally should be. And hence, there's one man, one woman. And not like the animals, that there could be man, different woman, different female, male, etc. And if we put this Ramban together with the Maharal says that is the reason, because of this Dveikus, this special connection, that they become one, that yields and gives a result of true Simcha. When you reconnect and reunite, meaning there's an extra element of Simcha when something was one, had a certain ichud, they were together, then it split and reconnected. Wow, that gives an extreme level of simcha. Open brackets, and just for brackets, the whole world that Hashem created explains to us the Arizal. He explains that Hashem on purpose had shvira sakelim, he had to break certain spiritual entities so that Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Al Yedei the Torah and Mitzvot, they reconnect, and that reconnect those broken entities, spiritual entities, and that in itself has a ripple effect of causing shefa, abundance of unbelievable joy and shefa and bracha and blessing to this world. Not only to the Jews, to the whole world. And that's why the whole world, what the events happen in the world are thanks or unfortunately not thanks to Klal Yisrael, the way they're behaving. Close brackets. Mimele, we can understand now what the true simcha is all about, because nisuch hamayim, right now, our action of doing nisuch hamayim is now getting the waters to go back up and return and be reuniting them with the original waters, the other half of the water that went up already in the second day of creation. The chiddush over here that my friend Rabbi Ari Klapper wants to say is that the emphasis of the midrash, you would have thought, is the waters on the bottom say it's not fair. We also want to go up. Hashem says, he appeases them, don't worry, you're also going to go up. But right now we're looking at from a different dimension and we're saying they really want to stay to be one. And right now Hashem lets us do certain actions like salting the korbanos and like doing this uchamayim, that will yield a result of reuniting something. When you reunite something, that is a very high level of simcha. As we said, you see the same in Chosid and Kala. Those neshamas were split and now they reconnect. And that reconnection gives an effect of an amazing abundance level of simcha, as is hinted in the brachos, the sheva brachos for Chazon and Kala, Sameach Tesamach, etc. Kesamechecha Began Eden. It's everything is words of joy and happiness, and everything in our world is like that. When you reconnect, it creates a very unique and enhanced level of simcha. Now you can really enhance this nekuda and say, obviously, this is simcha when people stam unite together. But this idea of being disconnected and then reconnect, wow, that brings a certain level of simcha that's even more to an extreme. And even if they were never connected, but they still reconnect now, it could be that in the spiritual DNA, they were meant to be together. So it's as if they're reconnecting as well. Al kol panim, maybe that's the answer to the famous question, how can it be the Chazal tell us that b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim, people that came back to Hashem and became more spiritual, closer to Hashem, from a certain perspective, they're on a higher level than tzaddikim gemurim, people that were close to Hashem all their lives. Logically speaking, that's very hard to fathom. But based on what we're saying, you can understand that someone that's disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now returning to Him, wow, that reconnecting, rebinding, that level of simcha is something that tzaddikim weren't able to create, and it's not their fault, of course. But yes, nonetheless, the reality is that this is a special level of simcha. Wow. Reconnecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does this have to do with Purim? So I would like to suggest it has a lot to do with Purim. Because if we look closely at what happened in Purim, first of all, there's a disconnect between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara asks, why did we deserve the gzeira that Haman put on us? And one of the answers is that because we enjoyed that Suda. Why did we go to the Suda that Chashverosh tried to persuade us to go to? We know that there was a lot of Tuma in that Suda without getting into details. It could be that all the food was kosher, but at the end of the day, the fact that we're sitting with them together, enjoying the food, and we all know and can imagine the extremely level of impurity things that were happening there, and the Mefarshim speak about it in depth, and yet still, most of the people went there. That is the biggest disconnect between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, through going to that Seuda, that feast, together with the Goyim. Drinking wine, eating meat, even with the best Hechsherim, it doesn't matter. That was disconnect number one. There was also disconnect between Yidins and themselves, as Haman saying, Lashon Hara Tachashverosh says, you don't have to be scared of the Jews, they're all disconnected. Am Mifalad. They're disconnected, they're not really connected to one another. But perhaps that is exactly the reason that Purim is associated with an extreme level of simcha. As it says, Yemei, Simcha, Mishte, there's going to be a Suda, there's going to be drinking. That's the mitzvahs we have. And it seems like there's a correlation between this idea of simcha and the Suda we're having. And based on what we're saying, everything's amazing. Why? Because what happened in Purim, we reconnected. We reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, As it says, as Chazal tell us in the Darshan for the Megillah, Chazru v'kimua v'kiblua me'ava. We returned to Hashem and we re-accepted the Torah, this time from us wanting the Torah out of love. And not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at the beginning, in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, Hashem kafa aleim har kigigis. He forced us to connect to the Torah Sheba'al Peh because it was hard for us. But now that we appreciated the Torah, we appreciated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reconnected. And there is no better reconnection than reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow, that's an extreme level of simcha like we're supposed to have in Purim. More than that, Chazal saw it in their eyes, in their amazing wisdom, that dafka on Purim we have all these mitzvahs to do with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, to reconnect again, to relive the light, the spirit of Purim, to have this idea of giving matanos lev yoinim, helping the poor people out, we reconnect. And mishloach manos, we have a mitzvah to reconnect again, to give to our fellow Jew. And the suda, the same thing that we did, we used, and we went to the suda to disconnect from Hashem, created disconnecting. Now we're using that same thing, and we're metakin that, and we're actually doing the suda to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all to do the mitzvah, and we drink wine to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see how many reconnections there are in the day of Purim. There was reconnection between the Yid and his fellow Jew, and there's a reconnection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, because we know originally we're all one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal tell us, Kutcha Brichu, Oraisa and Yisrael are one. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael are one. We're all connected with our neshamas to each other and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Torah. And that's why, if anything, perhaps we should call Purim also the day of unity, of reuniting, a reunification between us and our fellow Jews and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that creates an amazing level of simcha. And hence, we should take this Heilige Day coming up, Purim, reconnect to one another, and Davka send Mishloach Manos to the people. We used to be very connected, and because of whatever reason, we're less connected. And rekindle that spirit of rebinding one to another, which is the best way to create Simcha and Bracha in the world, Yiratzoin. That three, reconnecting to one another in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the most important, will bring down Shefa that will protect Klal Yisrael and will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehira v'yameinu. Amen v'amen.
This concludes another episode of The Prism of Torah. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast and give a 5-star rating. You can also find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or our own website, prismoftorah.com, where we have a full archive of all our past episodes. We would like to thank Yonah Vefa for the recording equipment and Ellie Podcast Productions for handling all our post-podcast productions. Join us next week for another enlightening conversation on The Prism of Torah.